Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you are tuned in to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. It is time for our exclusive interviews with the stars, and this one is a very, very, very big star to me and close to my heart. She is an amazing, amazing woman by the name of Miss Antoinette Jennings. She's a mother of two, has been in law enforcement for 15 years, and throughout her career, she's able to assist, but only to a certain degree. In her heart, she knew she wanted to do more, and her mission will go to hoods, helping others overcome dysfunctional setbacks. Their services help to assist and mentor the families as a whole. They break each family member down to serve their needs and bring them back together to be stronger as a family unit. And they also assist in Hurricane Harvey survivors and so much more. I don't want to give too much details away, and we're actually going to talk about some upcoming events for her as well. But I want you guys to let her shine bright for a moment and give her a moment to get to know her personally. So let's cue her in, and please welcome the one and only Miss Antoinette Jennings. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight.
Of course. So we gave a little bit of info about you, but please introduce yourself and tell us who Miss Antoinette really is.
I am a mother of two. I've been in law enforcement for 15 years now, and I love helping people. I started my career in law enforcement because I wanted to help people, and in the process, I learned that it's only a little bit, you know, it limits me to doing what I really want to do within the community. And I started an organization 2 years ago that gave me the opportunity to go a little bit further in giving back to my community. That's about it about me.
Okay. And like you said, you wanted to get in law enforcement to assist others. So were you, coming up, were you all taught to put others before yourself, or was that just a quality about yourself that you've noticed as you just continue to better yourself?
I believe I had that quality about myself since a little girl. When I reflect back on my life, I look at, you know, coming up, and I'm always trying to help someone. You know, I'm always helping daddy if he needs help. I'm always helping grandma if they need help. In school, the same thing. And that's what put me into being a police officer, because I like to help people. And it's just been something that I've been doing all my life.
Oh, that's beautiful. And you said our mission is to go to hoods, helping others overcome dysfunctional setbacks. So what is the process for going into that and helping families and assisting them to become stronger?
Well, we put together workshops, we put together seminars, and we do different events that help build a person. Growing up, I had some challenges. My mom died when I was 9 years old, and my father was somewhat not in the picture when I was younger. And so it was the community that I lived in. It was the people that was around me that always saw something in me and that kept pushing me. And I recognized in what I do in my career that we lack that community. We lack that village that I grew up under, where we support our children, we support our family. And so because that was instilled in me when I was a young girl, it was something that I felt that I had to give back. I had to pay it forward, you know, and that's why we put together these seminars. And, you know, I can relate because I went through a lot of these things that I talk about, you know, in the seminars, heartbreak, not having a parent that died at a young age, having a father that wasn't there when I was younger, and just going through different struggles. And my point that the thing that I want to tell others, young and old, that it's never too late. It's never too late, and you can do it. You know, you can't let your circumstance determine your future. You can fix and do whatever you desire to do and want to do in life, and that's where we come in at, you know.
That's beautiful. And also, you helped assist in services for Hurricane Houston survivors and Hurricane Irma. So how were you able to do that with donating toiletries and school supplies? How did that come about?
I can say I'm blessed to have people who see my vision. And, you know, sometimes people want to do, they just don't want to take charge. but they'll support you because they want to help. And so because the people that are in my life support my vision and see that I want to help, they give, you know. And it's a beautiful feeling, you know, that I can come together with some people that have the same belief as me and the same vision and help me to get it done. And so when those hurricanes came about, you know, I touched bases with some teachers and, you know, some people in the community and some people in my church and some people at work and people giving. I mean, it just kept coming, you know, and
okay.
It shows a lot. It shows a lot, you know, you think that, you know, people don't want to help, but they really do. They just don't want to take charge sometimes. They want somebody else to take lead, and they just help you do it, you know, and that's how that went up. That's how that came about, people just giving, and people donate because they see the cause, they see the need, and they see the vision.
Awesome. And what would you say is your ultimate goal right now for your organization and also just for your personal goal? What is your ultimate goal for bringing together the community or anything upcoming as far as events and things of that sort? What are your goals as far as bringing the community back together as one unit?
Okay, well, interesting you say that because there's going to be a conference that we're doing called the Action and Results Conference. It's time to stop talking. It's time to put it into action, and it's time to see results. When we look into the community, when we look into the world, we see a lot of our young people dying. We see a lot of mental health cases, and we see a lot of horrible things going on in this world. And we're coming in with, you know, the idea like we're going to change the mindset of how the world, how people portray what's going on in the world right now. We're going to help people see that this world could be better, and we just figure we could do it one community at a time, you know. So we're starting in New York, but we want to go around the world with this. We want to go into across into Africa, and we want to go on the other side of the United States. We want to go all over and build the communities back. We want to help people come stronger together. And with this conference, we have people coming from all around the world to be a part of this conference because they have the same vision that I have. They see a need, and they see that our young people and our older people need assistance, need encouragement, needs to know that, you know, there's people out here that care. And the good thing about this conference is we're not even charging a fee for this conference. And we got some really powerful people that's going to be coming to this conference that people will pay thousands of dollars for them to speak, for them to come and speak at their events. And I'm just blessed that they saw my vision. They want to help. And they're coming, and they're doing this conference in Harlem in New York on August the 11th, 2018, at the City College
of
New York.
Yes, and of course, yours truly will be attending, and I am definitely looking forward to it. So whom else are we? Can you give away a couple of names for the listeners as to who will be speaking and attending the event?
Yes, we have Gary McFarlane. He's a reality TV star, motivational speaker. He actually just been elected to be Mecklenburg, North Carolina County Sheriff. He'll be coming to this conference to speak to us. We have Dr. Dennis Raheem Watson. He's the CEO of the Center for Black Student Achievement. He speaks all around the world, Africa, Europe. He's have letters and accolades from the White House, from the Obamas, from the Clintons, the Bush.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes. And we have our very own who we're speaking to right now that's going to come and speak to our people. We have Taylor Parker from Dope Wise. She's a phenomenal woman. She came up with this great idea to bring wives together. And, you know, she motivates and encourages the household, the wife, to be supportive to the husband. And she understands, because she's a wife, what it takes to do this. And so she came up with this brilliant idea called Dope Wives, and they're located in several countries in the United States. And she'll be coming and sharing her experience at the conference. So we have a good host of people that's coming to share their wisdom, their wealth of knowledge, to influence and to encourage our people in the community. So I'm excited. We actually have a young man. He's 11 years old. His name is Darius Brown, and I'm so proud of him, because during the hurricane season last year, he donated bow ties to the animals around the world. And that media coverage. And he's been from, even Obama recently sent him a letter and encouraging him. And he's going to come and speak to the younger audience, you know, how it feels to be in his position. And to be honest, he was a shy young kid in school, and he didn't know he was going to even go this far. But in the blink of an eye, God switched it around for him. And now he goes around and he talks to the young people about how it's to be an entrepreneur at 11 years old. Can you imagine? So I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Same here. And having him there, it will be great to bring all the younger kids in and seeing that they can have different opportunities and different avenues as far as going to school or getting jobs. And it's a great event as a whole. And it's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for everybody who's sending in messages and asking questions. And general admission is $45. For students, it's $20, lunch and gifts included. So for all of you guys who want to come in and check out the event and show Miss Antoinette some love, as well as myself, make sure you guys even repost the flyer as well to show as much support as you possibly can. So with this event, is it in all ages? Is it for a specific age range? What would you say is the is the demographic of ages that are going to be at the event?
We're going to have different age groups there. I encourage people to bring their children because you got to start with them early. I'm a Bible person, and the Bible says train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're older, they will not depart. So you have to start young. Like I mentioned, Darius is 11 years old, and he's been traveling all around the world. So we're starting, you know, we're asking to bring your children, and, you know, so there's no age limit. Everyone is welcome. And the good news is that it's no longer a fee for this conference. It's actually free.
Okay.
So there is no excuse why you cannot come to this conference and get the wealth of information that's going to be there from all these awesome people that's going to be there. We'll be serving lunch, and I'm excited, you know, because not everyone can afford to come to conference, you know, and just to be able to open it up for free makes me feel even better, because I want people to come and get this information. I want people to come and meet these people that's made a decision in their life that they wanted to be something, and they were going to be whatever it took to get there, and now they're coming back to pay it forward to teach them that if they did it, I'm excited. It's free. It's no cost. Come on out. Enjoy yourself. It's going to be a day full of surprises. You never know who's going to show up. We will be having some surprise guests, so definitely you don't want to miss this event.
Oh, and with you being a mommy of two, will your kids be at the event as well?
Yes, they will be. My daughter is actually the the co-founder of the organization. She is my everything. She's my pusher, and I'm excited to have my family be there, and my son to be able to experience this experience with all these wonderful speakers that's going to be there on August the 11th. And I just want to shout out City College, who saw my vision and has allowed me to use the university to be able to give back to the community something. And so I'm forever grateful for them for doing that.
Oh, yes. Shout out, shout out. And speaking of shout outs, any shout outs that you want to give out live on the air?
Definitely to my children. I just want to say I thank them so much for understanding that God has given me this gift to go out into the world, and it's some pushing me to keep pushing to do the right thing and to help others. So I just want to say to my kids that I love them, and I thank them so much for being so supportive in this journey that I'm on, and I'm grateful for them.
Aw, and tell us the name of your organization again, and do you have an official website for your organization or a social media site?
Yes, it's called Leaders of the Future, No Limits, because there's no limits that we will go to help you. Our website is www.lofnolimits.com. Please go visit the site and just see what we're doing and see upcoming events that we'll be doing around the city. And thank you so much for this opportunity to come on and share our organization. Thank you so much for accepting the call to come out and be a part of this wonderful event. We can't say it enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to the world. We're going to do this thing one community at a time.
Absolutely, yes. And how can anyone become involved with the organization? Would all of that contact information be on your website?
Yes, you can. We have volunteers. We're looking for volunteers, as always. And you can register on online. You can leave your information on the website, and we will contact you. You can email us. So if you want to take part, if you want to donate, if you have an idea, we are always open. Whatever it takes to build the community and make this world a better place, we are open to talk about it.
Absolutely. And I have to ask you, of course, what would you say between being in law enforcement as well as having your organization, what would you say are some of your best moments or best memories when getting involved with the community?
The look on people's face when we're helping them is so rewarding. You know, people look for monetary, you want to get paid. I'd like to see if people really receiving what we're doing. And recently, my I Am Woman logo was in an art exhibit, and there was a young lady there, Chelsea, and I was walking past, and she was sitting by the artwork, and I said, oh, could you take a picture? And I noticed she had an oxygen tank with her. And she said, sure. And I said to my daughter, I'm going to give her that picture when this exhibit is over. And so when she was holding the picture, she said, I'm holding this as if it is mine. And me and my daughter both said at the same time, it is yours. And she started crying. And from that day, we have been in contact. You know, Chelsea had the Guillain-Barré disease. She got it when she was 16 years old, and she had to have a double lung transplant. She got it, but then they got infected, and so she's now on the list again. But if you saw her smile, if you saw the energy that she brought when she came into the place, you would not even know that this girl was even going through what she's going through. She's beautiful and she's strong. And guess what? She's going to be at the conference also. And she's going to give us a little bit
of her
journey. So, you know, being able to touch people's lives and being able to connect with people, that makes me feel good, you know. And if I close my eyes today or tomorrow, I think I did all right. I think that I did what God had me to do on this earth. And that's just give somebody a smile, change someone's life. If we just did one person, if each of us just took one person, gave them an encouraging word, a smile, a hug, do you understand how much much better this world would be? And so for me,
absolutely,
just to be able to receive that and know that I'm making a difference in someone's life is so rewarding. It's it's like, you know, I'm just grateful that I can do that. I'm grateful that I'm able to help someone because it helps me too. And I know what it feels like, you know, to be in a place where you want somebody to talk to, you need somebody to push you, you need some encouraging words, you need a hug, and you need a smile, because I've been there. So that's why I know when I do that, it does something to that person, because it did something for me when somebody did it for me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, goodness. You got me smiling from ear to ear over here. Yes. And, of course, we got the organization on here, but for those of you guys that want to follow Antoinette personally, can you tell them your social media?
Yes. I am on Instagram, Leaders of the Future, No Limits. And we are on Facebook, the same, Leaders of the Future, No Limits. You can follow us and like our page, share it, let people know what we're doing. And again, you know, we're doing this from the kindness of our heart. We're doing this because it's a need, and we see a need that needs to be met, and we're excited. But we need support. We can't do this by ourselves. You know, and I'm grateful for everyone that's coming to support the conference and speak, because I can't do it by myself, you know,
right.
And it takes a community of people to come together and to make this thing work. So it's not a Leaders of the Future, but it's a us, you know, what can we do to change this world? What could we do to change the lives of a young boy and a young girl, a father and a mother, a grandmother, aunt, a sister?
Absolutely. Yes, most definitely. But thank you, Antoinette, so much for being in the building with us and tell us about your cause and the event, everybody. So you guys don't forget, it is August 11th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the City College of New York in the ballroom, of course, and the event is free. So
yeah,
no excuses. Come on out. Come on out and show as much love and give Antoinette a hug, because I know I will. But show some love to everybody. Spread all positivity and make sure you like the Facebook pages and check out their official website for the organization. Thank you so much, Antoinette, for being in. And we're going to continuously show support and love for the organization and for this event. August 11th, everybody. Don't forget it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Of course. And I will speak to you on a little bit later. Have a good evening.
Yes, you too. Good night.
All right, everybody. You already heard from Miss Antoinette. It is the 2018 Actions and Results Conference from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., August 11th, City College of New York City. That's the NAC Ballroom, 160 Convent, C-O-N-V-E-N-T, Avenue, and that's New York, New York, 10031. It's a free event. There will be food, because I know a lot of us are really focused on the grub, like, will there be food? So there'll be grub. There will be awesome words of encouragement and advice. And, of course, yours truly will be there as well. So come out and show support as much as you possibly can. You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. And as always, we like to get back into our chart-topping music. He is dominating the chart. I'm telling you, he's from, of course, miscellaneous places between the top 20 into the top 8 to number 1 again, Nice for What by Drake. But this song, actually from his album Scorpion, has been taking the internet on by storm with the hashtag In My Feelings Challenge the Kiki, Do You Love Me? We're actually going to play that right here live on the radio and also get into Nice for What. You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. Let's get into the tune.
Trap money, penny. Got me in my fist. Gotta be real with it. Yep. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always, KB. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices, they running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. And then when you get the, I see that you've been learning. And when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump, that confirmed it. Trap money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. Front of block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always, JT. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always.
Two bad bitches, we kissing in a way. Kissing, kissing in a way. Kissing in a way. I need that black card in the cold to the safe. Cold to the safe. Cold to the safe, babe. I show them how to network. Netflix and chill. What's your network?
Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you, down for you, down for you always.
Now let me see you bring that, bring that, bring that back, back, bring that, bring that, bring that. Tell her no thing that she with me. Yeah, got a shot of it, I'm gonna get it like a famous. Now let me see you.
You the only one.
Now let me see you. Bring that, bring that, bring
that.
Now let me see you. Now let me see you. Bring that, bring that, bring
that. Trap, trap, money, penny. Got me in my feelings. I gotta be real with it.
No, I don't even care. I need a photo with Drake because my Instagram is weak.
I'm just being real. My look.
I want to know who my representing in here tonight. Hold on, hold on.
Louisiana. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let that thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. Last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life. Without a follow, without a mention, you really piping up on these. You gotta be nice for what to these. I understand, you got a 100 bands, you got a baby band, you got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense, you already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5. All down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. For the last month, Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make that jump. Gotta hit the club.
on out stepping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
Your boy, Ame.
Watch the breakdown.
Money.